What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Me and He podcast with your girl. That's a little better. Araya, sunshine, whatever you call me, is perfectly fine. I do not have a problem with that. All right, so this is the fourth and final episode. So kind of just going to be catching up on things. Just want to start off saying super grateful to have done this. I'm really excited, and prayerfully I'll remember to talk about seeds. I've had these mustard seeds for a while. I don't know why I didn't already use them, but yeah, so I want to talk about those as well, because those are tangible and you can actually see them. The mustard seeds, which is something that God talks about in the Bible. If you're hearing me audibly, you can't see it, but mustard seeds are really small. I'll just sprinkle them on the ground. I don't really care one way or another. All right, so for the intro question today, what's your favorite fruit of the spirit? And then what counterpart are you struggling with? Like when I talked about in episode either 3 or 2, I think it was episode 3. But I just talked about which counterparts, like what evidence of the flesh that I was currently struggling with. And so I already went into that, but I'll just tell you right off the top, strife, hostility, jealousy, like I struggle with all those things, sexual immorality, just all the things. So just know you're not alone in this walk. I definitely struggle with the same things. And then what's my favorite fruit of the spirit? I would have to say right now, I have a basket, by the way, with all of them in there. So, yeah, I'm trying to see. I would say self-control, definitely right now, as I am recovering from different addictions and different idols that I place in my life over God. I am definitely, me and self-control gotta be locked in, okay? So yeah, there is that. And then my accessories for today, I still have on the fruit bracelet. I had this in episode 3. And then I have another shark one, not hammerhead, but just I think a great white. And then I have a cat. I talked about cat and mouse in the other one. And then I have this ring. It's pear-shaped, super cute. And then I have this bracelet and this necklace. This is one of my favorite necklaces. I love it so much. I didn't mention this with my glasses or prescription. Actually, I did mention that as I talked about my astigmatism. But yeah, these are prescription glasses. Got them from Stanton Optical. So yeah, please excuse my dress. Also, I don't know what it's doing, but tips to the ladies, I really encourage y'all to wear more dresses and more skirts and things like that. Just more business casual, business professional wear. It's so classy. I love it. So elegant. Don't get me wrong, I still wear t-shirts and stuff like that. You saw that in the trailer, but it just feels so nice, so feminine, so elegant. So can't force you to do anything. I'm just letting you know. Also, sorry, I didn't say, but this podcast title, the episode is called Be With All, as it's the final one. So I'm just going to pray with us. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this fourth and final episode of me talking about the fruits of the Spirit, God. I pray over each and everyone who's listening, be it financial struggles, be it peace that they're searching for, be it them on the fence when it comes to you, God. If they have any heart issues, I pray that you would bring all that to the surface, just really to help them to submit to you, like James 4:7 says, and I think 4:8 goes into it. In your heavenly name, God, I thank you for peace, love, patience, kindness, gentleness, joy, faithfulness, self-control. And I thank you just for all of those things being the result of your presence within us. In your heavenly name, I pray and thank you, Father. Amen. All right, so Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. This is the Berean Study Bible version. It says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen." And so that's where I got the Be With All title. Revelation chapter 22 verse 21 is actually the very last verse in the Bible, and so since this is the final episode, I just decided to use it to close it out. I thought that was pretty cool. All right, so I'm just going to go into this for this episode. I'm just going to be kind of touching base over a lot of things I talked about and kind of highlighting what I'm not going to say what I felt like was the most important, but some things I thought were vital to just remember and talk about, as we did talk about the fruits of the Spirit on this season. And so the meaning of the word fruit in English is the sweet and fleshy product of a tree or other plant that contains seed, so that I talked about, and can be eaten as food. And then the Hebrew word for fruit is peri, P-E-R-I. And then the Greek word for fruit, I saw different ones. It was karpos, fruto, or it looked like paprika, or brico, or porico. I don't know what that is. But I definitely just encourage y'all to look it up. And then the Oxford, this is from the Oxford language as well. Their definition in English for a seed is a flowering plant's unit of reproduction capable of developing into another such plant. And then the Hebrew word for seed is zera, Z-E-R-A. And then the Greek word for seed is sperma. And then, okay, so I'm just going to be talking about the history of Galatia, since Galatia is the church of the book of Galatians. I thought it was important to talk about the history of that stuff, just getting into the logistics of things, just so that we can all be educated. But, okay, so I'm going to kind of talk about the who, the what, the when, where, and the why, and the how, kind of. But the who. So the audience for the book of Galatians is the number of churches. Like, there was a lot of churches in the region. Sorry, in the region of Galatia. And then the author was Paul. Paul actually used to be a man named Saul, but God changed him radically as he had a divine encounter with God. Paul was actually someone, when he was still named Saul, he actually was persecuting Christians. And so he did a radical 360. Okay. And that's how our lives are as we surrender ourselves to Christ. And so I think that's super cool. And then Paul is like the founder of churches in Galatia. I say it like that because I know that he founded some churches for sure. He even says this himself. He's credible. But I cannot firmly say that he founded every single last church in the region of Galatia. So that's the only reason why I gave that disclaimer. And then the audience was also Jew and Gentile converts. But it was just people. Oh, let me explain this. The people believed that the Gentiles had to be sanctified further. So the audience was for both the Jews and the Gentiles. And Paul had to explain to them that y'all are no different. Even though your race is different, your ethnicity is different. Or maybe they share the same race. I don't know. But it's like, even though your ethnicity is different, y'all are still children of God. And this is something that he had to explain to the church in Galatia, because they dealt with racism and stereotypes and prejudice and biases. And Paul just had to let them know, like, look, as someone who used to persecute Christians, when we're called to a new life in Christ, it means just that you cannot act how you used to act. And so the Gentiles were the non-believers at first, and they ended up converting. So think of like the pagans when it talks about in the Bible. But the Jews, they pretty much always had a relationship with Christ. They just needed to now learn about Jesus Christ instead of starting over from scratch like the Gentiles. And so because of this, the Jews already had customs in place. And the Jews wanted the Gentiles to do every single last thing that they did. It's going to be talked about, but like the Jews, they were very big on circumcision. And circumcision is when you're cutting off the foreskin of a male private part. And that was something that they were very serious about because they believed it had spiritual benefits. Even in the book of Exodus, it's talked about like this stuff was serious, but they didn't understand that now that Christ came, certain cultural laws were no longer at the same level as spiritual laws. It just wasn't like that anymore because Jesus was walking on earth and he ended up embodying the law. He became the perfect law, so we didn't have to do that stuff anymore. And so Paul was just letting them know, like, look, you gotta chill out. Like, the Gentiles are coming and they're confused because they were like, do we have to do all these things in order to be Christian, or do we just have to do what Jesus says? So there was some hostility with that, a lot of dissensions and arguing and things like that. And then also Galatia was first invaded by the Gallic Celtic tribes. They were Indo-Europeans who were near the Caucasus Mountains, which I was like, what? I thought the Caucasus Mountains was a joke. So is that Furfur where we get Caucasians from? Interesting. But this was the land of the Gauls. In Galatia, the people who inhabited them at first were actually pagans. And so honestly, this could make sense as to why there were still Gentiles in there, but thank God they ended up converting for the most part. So this book is believed to be written out around 48 AD, which was the year of the Common Era. I don't know what that means. I'm gonna just be real with you. But if you want to go deep into history, I definitely encourage you to look that up. I encourage you to look up anything as I'm talking. And then where? This was located in Anatolia, which is somewhere in Asia Minor, and today it's considered modern day Turkey. So I thought that was cool too. And then why did Paul write this book? The missionaries before Paul, as I already explained, taught the people that they were bound, like still a slave to the Old Testament cultural Mosaic laws. And Paul was like, no, I counter that. So like, for example, in a lot of, not all, but in some Black households, they believe in jumping the broom when you get married. That's a cultural thing. That's not a tradition that's biblical that you have to carry on, but if you want to, you can do it. But this is also why in another book, Paul says, if your brother or sister in Christ is doing something and it's very serious to like a tradition that they hold or something, a conviction, it's okay for you to uphold that with them in the moment with them. But just be with them during that time because you don't want to be a stumbling block to them. This was not really the case because this wasn't a situation where it's like, oh, my friend has a different conviction about this, so I'm partnering with them on this. They were full blown telling them, no, you need to be circumcised. You need to do this. It has to be this way. And Paul's like, no, wait a minute. Hold on. Y'all are going into asceticism, too far into religion, and now you're forgetting about Christ. And so, man-made religion, might I add. And then also, Paul wrote this to just support the people of Galatia as they are being pressured by the Jewish Christians to be bound by the Old Testament laws, even though Jesus is now the fulfillment and the epitome of those laws. So, I would say for the summary of the book of Galatians, I would just sum it up by saying at the end of the day, it's Jesus. Everything points back to Jesus. Them trying to pressure people, Paul's like, no, Jesus would not have done that. Talking about the fruits of the Spirit, Jesus embodied that. Talking about the works of the flesh is something that Jesus would have opposed. Just all that stuff. Just go back to Jesus. When in doubt, go to the Bible, always. All right, I got all this information from history.com, gotquestions.org, study.com. BibleOdyssey.com and the Bible Project. I will always recommend if you ever want to see the Bible like in like picture form, or you're teaching classrooms or things like that, or you want to teach young children about hard concepts of the Bible, Bible Project is great with that. And there's another one. Prayerfully, I'll find it sometime later. I grew up watching it, but just to like a lot of the cartoon ones, oh, old school VeggieTales, which I really loved. Those are some things that just really. They stay in your heart. Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way he should go, so when he gets old, he won't depart from it. All right, so I'm just answering a question that people may have about the fruits of the Spirit. Why did God choose to call the byproducts of the Spirit fruit? Let's get into it. I already explained the definitions, but I'll go into it some more. So fruits are the byproducts of seeds, and I have mustard seeds. Because there's a verse in Matthew that says, like, all you need is the faith of a mustard seed, and once you saw how little they were earlier, he does not require much of us. It just feels like a lot at times. But they're the byproducts of seeds, and just like how fruits, talked, wait, hold up, sorry, I apologize. Oh, okay, yes, fruits are the byproducts of seeds, just like how. What I talked about with this basket, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, the patience, all these fruits are the byproducts of the Holy Spirit. Sorry. So there's some similarities there. And then fruits need all the things that we need to survive as well. That's food, nutrients, that's water, that's shelter slash an environment, etc. So we're more like fruits than we think we are. And I mentioned this also as well in one of the other episodes, but like, just like how fruits are all in different shapes, sizes, and colors, they come from different soil backgrounds. They're plowed by different farmers and in different regions. That's literally just like us humans. So that's another reason why God could have chosen to use fruits as a byproduct when explaining these things, or inspired Paul to write about these things in the Bible. It's still God's word, though. Fruits are also different, and so are the vessels that the Spirit dwells in, which is us. Especially since Galatians talks about there's no longer slave versus free. There's no longer male versus female. There's no longer Greek versus Jew anymore, because we're all one in Christ. So just like how fruits are different, but it's still that same one Holy Spirit that dwells in each vessel, it's the same thing. There's a huge emphasis in the book of Galatians with just making sure that everyone knows that the Spirit does not discriminate. We discriminate and we make snap judgments about people based off how they look. We treat them at times better if we feel like they're attractive physically, spiritually, mentally, whatever. We do those things, but the Spirit does not do that. The Spirit does not discriminate. It doesn't say, oh, you're a female, so I'll dwell in you, but not a male. It doesn't say, oh, you're a slave, I won't dwell in you. It doesn't do that. And this, I know today we may not see these things as important, or we're like, oh, we might not struggle with this, but back then this was of the utmost importance that people knew. You saw that the Jews and the Gentiles are beefing about certain things, so there was a lot of tension. And even today we see tension. It just may not be in the same degree specifically that the Bible talks about with their cultural issues. Also, fruits are usually sweet, and they're pleasing, and they're delightful, just like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They have those same things in common. And so I would say some key takeaways from all four episodes would be to build those habits to cultivate your garden. And that was in the first episode. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm saying the right thing. That was in the first episode, titled To Cultivate and to Keep. And then in the second episode, still going back to number one, I apologize. Also in To Cultivate and to Keep, I would say another takeaway is just making sure that others can identify you. And in order for others to identify you, they need to see your fruit. Then in episode two, titled Continually in Conflict, I would say some key takeaways are be watchful of your environment. Remember also that I've struggled too. And so you need to be patient with yourself as you journey through this stuff, because progress is bound to happen. It's just about how you wait while this progress is happening, if you get what I'm saying. And then also a key takeaway from episode two is look to Christ as the ultimate example of all of these things. Don't look to me. Don't look to your mama. Don't look to your baby sister, your daddy, your pastor, your prophet. Look to Jesus as the final dictator for everything in your life. And then for episode three, he speaks his native language. I would say some key things to remember would be that Satan's native language is deceit and lies. So whenever these things are manifesting in you and popping up in your life, remember who planted that seed and just make sure that you uprooted. And I talked about that parable as well in one of the episodes. And then also remember just the distinct differences between the fruits of the Spirit and the byproducts of the flesh. And just remember, also, like I said, for a key takeaway in episode two, look to Christ as the example for all of this stuff. And then I would say, this is the fourth episode, so I don't have any key takeaways because this video is mainly about key takeaways. But yeah, and then I would say, as I'm just ending this, a get to know me question. Let's see. What is something that I'm super passionate about? I was just talking to Ruth about this, but I'm really passionate about hair. Specifically, black hair and the positive and negative connotations with it. I saw a video that's been trending recently, which I love. This girl said that it's hard for her to wear her afro in public because people always think it's a political statement. And I agree. I just want to be able to wear my hair because I like to wear my hair. I don't want people thinking that I'm automatically associated with the Black Panther Party, not because they're black and I'm trying to disassociate from that, but because I didn't support everything that the Black Panther Party did, like the violence and things like that. But yeah, I'm not saying that to go down a political rabbit hole, but I just want to be able to wear my hair for my hair. It's big. It's out there. It's loud. And I don't want the statement that people get from it to be just something that it's not. It's just me wearing my hair. So, yeah, it's just something that I think about. And then also I'm passionate just about the fact that 4C hair, 4A hair, 4B hair, even like 3C hair, that's not bad hair. You don't have bad hair. I would only say bad hair if it's not healthy. That's it. I hate it when black or white people, doesn't matter the race, just anyone who's ignorant, when they say, oh, you have good hair, but someone with 4C hair, they automatically think it's bad. No, it's not. Bad hair is hair that's not healthy. Good hair is hair that's healthy, that's clean, that is moisturized. That's something I'm really passionate about, and I could talk about for a while. And so I just wish those stereotypes were removed, because it's disheartening. And this is us in our natural form, and this is how God created us. Even if you're a white girl, a white lady with straight hair, that's how God created you, and that's okay. And I just wish that we wouldn't have all these negative stereotypes, or even like how gingers at times, which I learned this was crazy to me, some people don't like gingers. And it's just like, for us to hate things in its natural state is very alarming, in my opinion. But yeah, it's something that I definitely think about, but I feel like it's very odd and I don't agree with. But yeah, give me 1 second. I'm sorry, I'm writing something down. Okay, so I'm gonna just end this out with the outro and just saying thank y'all so much for watching and for tuning in. And again, please forgive me for any errors that I make. I am just starting this out, and I'm doing everything in my room. It's a hobby of mine, something I enjoy. But also, if you want to debate me on something, I won't say that. If you want to give me constructive criticism or anything like that, just let me know. Email me. You can text me if you actually know me in real life. And you have my number. You can text me on Instagram. All this stuff, y'all. I don't matter. That's a lie. I did not mean that. It doesn't matter. But I just want to say, remember that I am a college student. I do have 2 jobs. So I can't answer at every single moment, like right when you text. But I love hearing from you guys. Like, some of y'all will be in different states. And I'm like, I'll probably never meet y'all. But it's nice to hear from y'all. Prayer requests, all that stuff. I shared it, I think, in the trailer video or somewhere else, but just showing y'all like my prayer wall. I take prayer very seriously, and I encourage you to as well. And as I'm ending this, I just really encourage you to check out the fruits of the Spirit in your own life. Just be honest. I'm not going to know because I don't see you on the other end of the screen, but do you show the fruits of the Spirit, or do you more so show the byproducts of the flesh? That's between you and God, and it's something that you have a choice to make after this video. Either you're going to continue to dwell in your flesh, I don't mean physically, because duh, we have skin, but flesh meaning your worldly nature and evil desires, or you can slowly start to change day by day and keep that progress up. So with this outro, thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters in Christ, for their love, for their hope. And I pray that they be turned toward the gospel in everything they do. I pray you fill them with the knowledge of your will, and strengthening them with power as they give thanks. I'm really just praying for y'all and praying for y'all's strength during this time. And yeah, if I can be of help in any way, just always let me know. Again, like, I'm y'all's homegirl, so let me know. I can't help you if I don't know. But yeah, I love y'all. Have a super blessed day or night. It's actually like 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Well, in the morning now, so I don't know if I could say night. And if you're in Texas, keep holding it down, because I love Texas, or anywhere in the South, really. Also, fun fact, I was born in Virginia but raised in Texas, so I have love for both states. But yeah, love y'all. Toodles.